Hey everyone, this is Austin Scher with We Write About Music, and today I am speaking with Glitter. She has just released a fantastic self-titled debut EP. I'm super excited to talk to her all about it. Glitter, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. How are you doing?
Thank you, Austin. I'm doing great today. How are you?
I'm fantastic. This is the first thing I'm doing today, and I feel
Yay.
like my day is peaking right now, because what could get better than talking about great music?
I hope it brightens the rest of your day. That's
I
the whole
exactly
point.
there we go. The perfect kickstart to an amazing Tuesday when we're recording this.
Awesome.
I want to hop right into it. I've had the opportunity to listen to your music and I sincerely enjoyed it. It's definitely up my alley for what I personally listen to. I want to
Cool.
know on this EP, like, what is it about? Is it a series of individual stories, or is it sort of like an overarching message you're trying to get across?
Awesome. Love that. Well, thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying it. And
Very welcome.
this is a cool project for me because I've played music for a really long time. But all of this music is kind of the first time in my span of all the different types of music I've written and performed that I feel my most authentic self. So it's pretty much the first little handful of tunes that I kind of didn't follow any rules or boundaries, and I just kind of let things go where they may. So it's a bit of a recreation for me, you could say. So there's a bit of a theme with that. And it has a lot of my influences in it. So I'm influenced a lot by 60s, 70s, 80s, but also so much modern, new indie rock and pop. And I just really feel like that mashed together really harmoniously with these songs. So it's a lot just about my influences, and also there's definitely some threading as far as just like kind of real life influence for sure, because some things were written during pandemic peaks, so you definitely can kind of hear that theme a little bit through it. And then also just kind of being tied into love triangles too. So it's a little bit of
The
like
worst.
love triangles meets world falling apart.
So extremely relatable is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I think so. I think everybody can find a piece there.
I think you're probably right. I mean, that's been the thing with so much music that's been released over the last 2 years is that, I get the opportunity to talk to people and they're like, yeah, this was written during the pandemic. But you hear it over and over, and it's like, it's not going to get less relatable. We all had our own circumstances and our own things. And it's super interesting getting to hear about other people's experiences. It's the one common ground that we can find with everyone now. So if it translates to your music, then it's kind of nice to discover and get to know you that way.
That's awesome. I love looking at it that way because I feel like there's really good opportunities and silver linings and everything. And I feel like for creatives and just people that were exploring and wanting information or wanting to learn about other things, they got a chance to kind of like stop for a second and really dive into what they were interested in. And people started kind of, finding other people that were interested in the same things, whether it be music or, art, film, a lot of stuff. So that was cool. I've met a lot of creative friends in the past like 2 to 3 years that are now really a pinnacle part of my, modern current story. So it's been cool.
I'm actually really happy you brought that up, because that's the next thing I wanted to talk about is, so you operate as the solo artist Glitter, but do you have a team behind you, like in terms of either having producers or even session musicians to help make this possible?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm super lucky and excited that I get to play with the guys I play with. So, I lived in Los Angeles for about 9 years, prior to I moved back to Texas in 2020. But I was living in Los Angeles for a long time, pursuing a different type of music. When I came home, it was really that time where I was like, you know what? I really feel I need to reinvent myself. I don't feel like my authentic self. I want to kind of explore new things. And through that, reconnected with a bassist that I'd played with a couple times in the past, who was a friend, also a songwriter, singer. We reconnected. I was like, dude, it'd be great to play together again. And he felt the same way. Then just kind of harmoniously met my drummer and my keyboard player, who, even though I had a lot of material already written, when we all came together, everything just really like slid into place. They had a really keen ear for the sound and the style I was looking for, and they all individually have really cool styles. So
Okay.
yes, my band is a really big part of this music. So it's Mac Bain on drums, Jet Raines on keys, and David Crandall on bass.
Nice.
And they all have other projects too that are great. They all play amazing music. So that is really a big part of this project too, is their influence on the songs and what we do. And then as far as the production of this EP, that we did with Salim Nirala and John Dufalo, who are both Dallas based but have history with Old 97s, Death Ray Davies. Like, these are the
Nice.
projects that they do. And their ears on this project were really a cool addition to the mix too, because it really took on just kind of like the little wave we were riding.
Of
It was just
course.
a really nice wave, and everything kind of fell into place. So it really encompassed a time and a sound, and they're a big part of all that. So yeah, I would say most regularly it's my band that we're kind
Got
of,
it.
and we're even digging into we're digging into more songwriting together. We've done a couple
Okay.
sessions as a group, writing some things, which has turned out really cool, really kind of funky, a little bit of a Prince direction, kind of
Ooh, all
cool
right.
stuff. So yeah, so we have fun with it. So yeah, I attribute a lot of the new sound to them really like lifting it up and elevating it to what I kind of hear up in my head.
Nice. Now, from what I've heard in your music, and this is a big compliment, there are so many styles and genre influences happening. Like, it's not just one thing.
Yeah.
And not that I would worry about a listener like being like, oh, what is this? But I want to hear from you. Like, what's the elevator pitch? What's like, hey, listener, you're going to listen to this and it's going to sound like this.
Yeah, that's a great question, 'cause that's something I've always had trouble with in my music career
It's a
is
good
giving.
problem to have, let me add.
Thanks, thanks. Yeah, adding that kind of like, well, we sound like label. It is tough, but I would say probably with this, I describe it as indie pop rock.
Sure.
But I kind of, when I go a little deeper into it, I kind of say it's a bit of a retro Taylor Swift meets Blondie kind of vibe.
Yeah, I can get that.
Okay.
But like, it's
Cool.
also music is up for interpretation. People hear different things and make different connections. But I think on
True
the
that.
surface, that's just like, if that resonates with you in any way, I think you're going to enjoy it. And if you don't, check it out anyway.
Nice. Thanks.
My thoughts on it.
Thanks.
Very cool. In the future, though, and obviously I don't want to take too much attention away, but do you have any plans to experiment or try new things, maybe see, explore new avenues of sound?
Yeah, for sure. I think
Okay.
at this point, I've done music so long that now it's truly about feeding the passion, and if it resonates with people, if it makes them feel something, that's what's important. And I would love to do that on a huge scale. I'm sure we all would.
Sure.
But really, whatever scale I'm doing it on, as long as I feel like what I'm putting out there is me, I think for me, that's the most important thing. Now with my journey, with music, is just whatever I put out, it doesn't really matter to me what genre it is or kind of what style, as long as I feel like I'm connected to it.
Yes.
'Cause in the past, I definitely wrote and performed to fit certain molds that I didn't always feel like my most self. And it wasn't as comfortable as it should have been for music being my passion. So that's definitely what I've kind of come to in my journey, is just be me at whatever it is at
No, I
the
agree. I think that's a great realization to make. It's
moment.
like, it doesn't matter who you are, big or small. If you decide that you want to change up your sound or go in new directions, it still has to have that like signature essence to it. You have to listen to the song and be like, this is this person's song, but they did it this way. And I think that as you continue to make music and find your sound or whatever you're looking for, like you're going to do that in some capacity. It's just the adventure and the ride to getting there. You figure it out, see what happens.
Totally, totally.
Over time,
I agree.
Yeah, over time, do you think that like the actual process of making music has changed? Sounds like it has, sort of, and like having a group dynamic, but don't know if the core part of it has.
Honestly, over the years, it's consistently for me been just a creative space I get into where I'm in a writing mode, whether it's solo or with a group. So the process of making music for me, other than studio, just like writing and creating, it's stayed pretty consistent over the years. I haven't really had anything that's changed something up where I've had an epiphany of like, oh, this is the best way to create, or now it's so different from how I used to. That's actually been pretty consistent over time. But I would say that recording processes, though, that's a whole different story. That's much different now.
Sure, but is there a part of the entire process that gets you the most energized? Maybe just a part of it that you look forward to the most throughout, like the actual starting of the song to the sweet relief of being finished with it.
Honestly, for me, my two favorite points of creation is finishing a kick-ass song. That's like a great feeling, and then you just want to play it over and over and over again,
right?
that's like a peak feeling. And then stage performance of those songs. That's the
Got
next
it.
For me, it's always been, I've always been really driven by performance and live show. So that's really where I get the most thrill from my music, is when we're playing it live. I do love recording, and I think it's awesome to produce and get to get minds together and create, but
sure.
I'm totally a live person. Yeah.
Makes
so
sense. And
those
I
are my big points.
Beyond thrilled you brought that up, because that brings me to my next thing. Do you have any upcoming shows or things that are in the works or planned? I know we're kind of getting towards the end of the year and things are all shaken up, but I'd love to know.
Actually, so we're kind of having our last hurrah of the year Sunday,
cool.
November 13th.
Nice.
It's going to be our official release party. So we are going to be hosting that at one of our favorite places, friends of ours, Vector Brewing in Lake Highlands, Dallas, Texas.
Nice.
We've played there several times, but that's also where I met my drummer, Mac.
Cool.
So we met there and we've become amazing friends. Friends with the owners, Craig and Veronica Bradley. Actually, Veronica did all the photography for our EP. They did the artwork for the album cover. So it's kind of a family affair, but it's great. It's going to be a free show. You do have to reserve tickets. It's on Eventbrite.
Cool.
But it's going to be really awesome. We have a couple guests. Actually, John Dufalo is going to come and play a couple tunes.
Sweet.
Since he produced with us, he's going to play some of his music. One of the stars of our music video, Pretend Love, Remy Riley, she's going to come and play a couple songs too. So it'll be fun. We're going to screen all our music videos and
Very
play
cool.
all the tunes. So yeah, it'll be a fun party. If you're in Dallas, definitely come hang
make
with
your
us.
Way. What does a set list look like? Is it all originals? Do you throw in some covers? Have fun with it.
Yes. Yeah, so, we do a lot of gigs around town where we'll do about half and half originals, covers. But this night we are actually just doing all original music. We're going to blow through about an album's worth of originals, of course, half of which are on the new EP.
Sure.
So.
But it's a celebration. It's the EP release party. We'll save the covers for another time.
Exactly. Yeah,
totally.
They'll definitely. We like to pull out some and we'll probably be announcing a couple 23 dates soon, and we'll probably
Very
be
cool.
doing a couple new little fun ditties. So
amazing. Is there a song off this record that you're most looking forward to performing live?
I love this EP so much. All the songs have so much character, but I really love Disaster. It's my favorite from the EP. It's really fun. Live, people get really into it. Middle's great too. It's a rocker, but I love Disaster. It's a really cool song. And yeah, we actually have some really cool visuals for a music video that we'll be putting out for that probably early next year. So that'll be fun.
I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Cool.
As I mentioned before we started recording, I cannot believe we're towards the end of the year here. It's hard to like even grasp and put into words.
Yeah.
What does the next year of your life look like? Obviously, nothing is for sure, but what are some lofty goals that you may like to hit?
Yeah, sure. Well, we are looking to perform consistently live in the Dallas area. We'd love to maybe travel a little bit, but you know, life gets crazy. So as long as we're playing, we're happy. There's that. And also, we'd like to go back in the studio, put out some more music since we do have quite a bit of originals in place, and also going to be doing some more writing together. So that's kind of our music horizon. We'd love to maybe do some festivals. So we're just kind of putting those things out there. You know, now that we have music out there, it's always easier once you can kind of share with the world a taste without them having to come to a live show, especially since you work with so many people all around the country and the world. Can't really have everybody at your show, although that would be awesome.
That would be amazing. We'll just get everyone in America to Dallas.
Yes.
We'll just do the damn thing.
Let's go.
I'm going to need a big venue. Or you can play at a Cowboys stadium.
Exactly. We'll work it
everyone.
Out.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Figure out the logistics later. I have a couple more for you. Cool. I want to know, what are you listening to? What's been high up on your playlist, or even local bands in the scene that are doing big things as well?
Yeah, awesome question. So I've actually been kind of diving into a little bit more female vocalists and kind of some stuff that's a little bit older, but I'm just now discovering a band called Company of Thieves. That's really awesome.
Never heard of them.
Female vocals are just really like rocker cool, but like lots of horn sections and pretty neat stuff. I mentioned her earlier, but Remy Riley is a favorite of mine. I mean, she's a friend, but I was honestly a fan before we were friends. She's amazing talent. I think she's 19 now, but really kind of soulful singer-songwriter, really cool, unique stuff. And I listen to a lot of my friends' music. So my keyboardist, his band The Snafu, great.
Okay.
Like jamming kind of xylophone player, lots of harmonies, funky. And then some of my favorite bands, I listen to Bleachers like crazy. Love
One
Bleachers.
Of my favorite bands of all time.
Nice, cool.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Easily.
I love Bleachers. The Neighborhood's another big favorite of mine.
Very
so
cool.
I've been spinning the Chip Chrome album quite a bit.
Very
playing
cool.
That. And then just with some of the older things I've been kind of tapping back into, like I've been listening to a lot of Mitch Ryder, like old All school, right. like kind of bluesy rock and roll beginnings, 50s type stuff. That's what's spinning right now.
Cool. Eclectic mix, and I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah.
If I could make one recommendation based on what you said, especially for like the strong female vocalists, are you familiar with the band Hop Along by chance?
I'm not, but I'm
Ooh,
checking
definitely
it out.
Check them out. There's this lead singer. Her name is Frances Quinlan, and she has one of the most incredible voices, probably my favorite female voice, and it definitely
awesome.
Reminded me a little bit of this music, so
okay.
I recommend checking them out. They're fantastic.
That's amazing. Thank
yeah.
you for that.
You're
I love
welcome.
I love Rex.
Totally.
Cool. I will check them out. That sounds
cool.
Awesome.
I have one more question for you. Basically,
cool.
The question is for the person that is going to discover you from this, and for the person that's going to listen to your music for the first time, what is an opening message that you'd like to say to them?
I would love to say, first of all, you are awesome. Thank you for listening to independent music. I love you for that. And I hope this music makes you feel happy. I hope it makes you feel inspired and pumped. And I hope you get to come to a show someday.
I think that's a fantastic opening message. Glitter, I want to thank you so much for taking the time. This has been wonderful.
Thank you.
Please, please let me plug your music for you one more time.
Thanks.
By the time this comes out, the self-titled EP Glitter will be out, and we will have links in the article so that people can listen and share and follow along and generally stay tuned. But honestly, it sounds like so much more is coming on the way in 2023. So now's a perfect time to hop on the bandwagon and see what's coming. Thank you so much for your time. This has been amazing, and I'm super excited for the release.
Oh, Austin, thank you so much. Your questions were awesome. It was really cool hanging out with you today. Thank you.
You as well. Yeah, have an amazing rest of your day, and I'll hope to speak to you soon.
Yes, I hope so too. Come All to right. Dallas.
Yes, I will. I promise. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, Austin. Thank you.